Welcome everyone to a special video version of the Open in Indiana podcast. And for this new format that we're trying out today, we are honored to have with us a special guest, a local Indianapolis area author by the name of Myra Levine, who today on May 8th, 2020, has published and released her second book, The Dead Mothers Club. Myra, how are you doing today?
I am doing very well. Very well. Thank you, Ryan.
So Myra, why don't you tell us a little bit about how you got into being an author?
I always told my high school friends I was going to write novels. I said it forever. And then life intruded. I wrote short stories. I spent my adult life writing video scripts and political ads. I did that for decades as when I ran my own business. And then I adopted a baby, got married, adopted a second baby. And finally, when the second baby went to preschool for a couple afternoons a week, I realized I have free time again. I need to write. And so I took a couple of classes just to get my feet wet again. And I tried to write children's picture books, but my style, it was a little too adult and too snarky for the picture book world. So a friend of mine who was the instructor, Peter Welling, said, I think you should be writing adult stuff. And I'd had an idea in my head. I wrote that first book. Halfway through that first book, which I spent 14 years writing, I was stumped by it. I felt like, I don't know where this book is going. I need to start a new book. And at about that time, I was due for surgery, and they made me do some pre-testing, and they called me from the hospital, St. Vincent's at the time on, I think, 86th Street. And they said, your test results came back and we'd like to redo one of the tests. We think maybe we saw something. And it was like Thanksgiving. It was like 2 days before Thanksgiving. And I said, well, yeah, when I get back in town, that'd be great. And they said, well, we'd actually like to see you tomorrow. And I thought, tomorrow? Well, in my mind, I'm a writer. It's like, okay, so you're going to die probably by Tuesday. You'll be dead. Something's really wrong. And it turned out it wasn't anything serious. But in that about 48 hours where I spent trying to figure out how do you raise your children after you're dead? Oh, my God, there's no way. We have no system in place to raise your children after you're dead. There should be such a system. So that's where the idea for this second novel, The Dead Mothers Club, came from. I started working on it for several years. I went back to the first novel and finished that. And now I have finished this one.
And so Myra, for someone who has now finished two books and brought them out where readers can check them out, what's that feel like to you as a creator?
Oh, it's wonderful. I feel very good about this book. I've worked on it about 10 years. And I took a class at Iowa, at the Iowa Summer Writing Festival once, and the teacher said, you're done writing, you're done editing when you have authorized every word in that book. And I finally feel like I have authorized every word in this book. And I've got all the typos, but I have edited and re-edited and rewritten so many times. It feels so good to feel like it's ready to go. It's like having a baby.
And so it's like a feeling of, you know, all of your hard work and you know, the pain and the nights of trying to figure out how to do this have all come together.
Yeah, and the worry, is it good enough? Maybe it's not good enough. Maybe it's awful. Maybe people are just being nice. You have to get past a lot of self-doubt.
And so, Myra, mentioning what you have to overcome in successfully publishing a book, what are some of the things that you've learned as an author as you put this book and your first book together?
Part of what I learned over time, because I started writing my first book in, I think it would have been about 2004. And the publishing business changed a lot in the 14 years I worked on that book, just drastically. It became much, much more difficult to get a publishing house to look at a brand new author. I had an agent for a while, and I was so excited to get one that I didn't realize I had a part-time agent who made her living doing something else. And so she didn't really have that. She didn't have the resources, and she didn't really have the drive. And so I had to pull my book out of her hands when she ran out of ideas for where to try to market it. So I've published these myself through Amazon, which was something 14 years earlier I would have never said I would do. But the world changed, and now it's legitimate to do it. And I've spent a lot of money and time on professional editing so that it's my books don't look and sound amateurish. I learned it's about pleasing the readers. I don't worry so much about pleasing New York editors and publishers anymore. I worry about making my readers happy.
And so, Myra, what was the response to your first book once it got into the hands of readers?
Oh, gosh, that was so, so gratifying. I ended up with 4.9 stars on Amazon, which makes me feel very good. It's so awesome when people that I don't know will send me a message saying, I picked up your book and I love it. And when are you going to write another one? Are you going to write another one? And I'm actually, my next book will probably be a sequel to the first one, because I always sort of thought I would do that, but I wanted to make sure that people liked the first book before I started a sequel. But it feels really good. I don't know how to describe it. It's like people complimenting you on your kids. You know, gosh, you have great kids. Feels good.
And so, Myra, what's your favorite part of the Dead Mothers Club?
I don't want to give it away, but my favorite part is the very end, because I had an idea of something a little different to try. Making it, I'll just say this, it's sort of a book inside a book, and there's a little surprise at the end about what you've been reading. And I enjoyed that part, having it come together in my head first and then on the page. That felt very good.
And Myra, do you have a message to your readers that you'd like to give them before they start reading this book?
I have a message, not just for readers, but for other writers and for people who have an idea in their heads that they would like to try. I teach writing workshops now, and I love doing that. I love showing people that they can write too. Whether they want to be published or they just want to write stories for their families, it's something you can learn to do once you give up all the nonsense you were taught in school, which is mostly nonsense. So that's my main message. If you have a book in you, get the book out. It doesn't have to win a Pulitzer Prize to be valuable to the world. Just write it. And that's something that I've started doing now, and I thoroughly enjoy that.
Great. And Myra, the Dead Mothers Club is now available today on Amazon as both a paperback book and an ebook, correct?
Yes.
And yes. Why don't you tell our viewers a little bit about the process of getting a book onto Amazon and getting it ready for sale?
It's not terribly difficult, but you do have to have a bit of patience. What I will say is that there are a lot of ways to get a book published without a real, you know, a traditional publisher. What I like about the Amazon tools are that they are free. And if you have a technical problem, they have a contact us. In 2 minutes, you're on the phone with someone, and they are amazingly knowledgeable. I've been really gratified by that, because my patience with technology is like that long. So if something stumps me, I turn to my husband and say, can you fix this? And when he says, this is not something I know about, yeah, I need someone on the phone, or the computer goes like crashing through a window. But you can get it done for free. If you're going to spend money becoming a good writer, spend it on writing classes, spend it on editing when you get a book ready. Personally, I don't think there's any point in spending it on getting that thing published. I did have a publicist that I paid to help me publicize the first novel, and I'm thinking about it for this one. But spend your money becoming the best writer that you can be, not on publishing a book. That you can do for free, and it looks super professional. There's a bit of technology to it. I spent about a day when it was time to do the ebook, reformatting things for the ebook because there were a few changes. Ebooks, you know, the reader can make the type bigger and smaller. So there's a few things that you might do to make your print book look the way you want it. You got to take all those out so that when someone expands the type, they don't end up with a big mess on the page. So there's a few things, but you know what? It was just mechanical. I sat there and drank coffee and listened to another book while I went ahead and fixed all the little formatting things. It was no big deal.
And Myra, you also have a title of America's Most Requested Storyteller related to some public speaking engagements you're able to hold in person and virtually, correct?
That's right. I'm doing more of that now. That's a fun thing. I always enjoy making people laugh. My books, I take my writing very seriously, but I don't particularly write about totally serious things, although there's some death in this book. But I like making people laugh. I like telling stories. I can't remember the people I met yesterday in the grocery store, but I can remember every stupid thing I ever did in my life and every dumb thing my kids ever did. So it's just something I enjoy. And most of my books, I have two books. My books have come from some personal experiences, twisted and turned and exaggerated and flipped around backwards. So those stories are part of what I use to write my books. And I just like making people laugh, to be honest.
And so, Myra, how can our viewers learn more about both of your books as well as any writing workshops or public speaking that you can help them with?
That's a good question. Thank you for asking it. My website's pretty easy to find. It's myralevine.com. It's in the process of being changed because I'm changing a bit of my focus, probably more on the writing workshops. So the website will change, but it's there now, and the calendar events is right up there, myralevine.com. If you go to amazon.com and you type in Myra Levine or M.E. Levine or Revenge of the Soccer Moms or the Dead Mothers Club, you'll go right to my page, and it's easy to order the books. And I always appreciate my readers. Trust me, you don't make a lot of money writing books unless you're James Patterson or something like that. And that's at one time, that was my big goal. I want to make lots and lots of money. At some point, you grow up a little bit and realize what you need to like is having people contact you and say, I loved your book. And, oh, why don't they make a movie out of your book? Even if it never happens, it feels good to hear it. And that needs to be your main reward.
Now, Myra, could you see in the future adapting your books into a screenplay for movies?
Yeah, I could see that all over the place. It's a tricky thing to have happen because for every, maybe 10,000 books, there's one movie made. But I've learned a little bit about the process and I'm looking into it. It's a tricky thing. You have to get your books into the hands of someone who gets it into the right hands of a producer. And that is something I haven't quite figured out yet. But if anybody knows Reese Witherspoon or any... I think my books are kind of women books and they're sort of ensemble books. So personally, I think they'd make fabulous movies. I need to find someone with money who thinks the same thing.
Awesome. Well, Myra, thank you so much for being our guest today. And to all of our viewers watching, make sure to pick up your copy of The Dead Mothers Club, available on Amazon. And you can find that at myralevine.com, or you can find the direct link to Amazon at www.oii.fyi/deadmothersclub. Thank you very much for watching, and catch our next episode soon. Thanks for listening to this episode of the Open in Indiana podcast. This podcast is produced by Henry Marketing Group, LLC, DBA Open in Indiana. To listen to more episodes, visit www.openinindiana.com/shows. Thanks for listening.